This is the Tech Arts Podcast, where we talk about tech, leadership, and all things that concern church audio, video, and lighting.
Welcome to the Tech Arts Podcast. My name is DL. So glad to have you along for episode 4. Check it out. This podcast is now heard in every state in the U.S., and we're also in 41 countries. I am so thankful and humbled for all of you who are listening and learning with us. For those of you who are new, welcome, and be sure to tell all your friends. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tell everyone you meet about us and have them follow and like. Today's episode is on sound checks. What should your sound check format look like? What do you need to accomplish during your sound check? What do you need to accomplish during that sound check? What has to happen? Well, we're going to answer those questions and generally help you understand all the elements of a good sound check. But before we get into that, here's a word from our sponsors. Our main sponsor is Digital Great Commission Ministries. Whether you need help building a team, finding the right gear, or just better understanding the church world, DGCM is here for you. They offer free reports, on-site visits, training videos, articles, and just general church help. That's what Digital Great Commission Ministries is about. Find out more by going to audiovideolighting.com. To break this down a little bit more for you, since I'm intimately involved with Digital Great Commission Ministries, they are all about helping churches understand how to use the instrument of technical gear to reach your congregation. You have to check out all their resources, training, and consulting options. We offer a lot. Most of it's free. Go to audiovideolighting.com to find out more. That's audiovideolighting.com. A little bit more about them. They're a 501c3, excellent organization, donor supported, and that's why a lot of the resources are free of charge. So check them out, audiovideolighting.com. Before we jump into today's topic, I want to give a shout out to Sonic Audio. They sent me a testing tool called the Sound Bullet. Now, being from Texas, I'm all into guns, and this name caught my attention. What is the Sound Bullet? Well, the Sound Bullet is the originally rechargeable pocket-size I/O audio tester, a powerful troubleshooting tool that is robust, reliable, and portable. Well, now that I've read what they want me to say about it, this is what it comes in. It comes in this nifty little box. This really cool box here. Open it up. It's got a sticker. It's got instruction manual. But this is the Sound Bullet. This device is solid. It's got an XLR on each end. It's got a quarter inch. Matter of fact, they send it with a quarter inch turnaround. So if you need to inject into your DI or come back in from the DI, it's got a headphone jack, a signal generator. It's got little meters here on the side, as well as a volume control on off, rechargeable little USB port that you can plug into this thing here. This device is amazing. I'm telling you, it's something that you need to have in your toolbox. The internal generator, it is pink noise or 1K testing tone that's routed out the XLR. The balanced XLR can also be routed down the quarter-inch jack to test DI boxes. You can adjust the output level of that to negative 10, negative 20, or negative 40 dBU. It's got an internal speaker. I didn't even mention that. It's got an internal speaker right here on the side, right near the on-off switch and the volume control. It also has a 3.5 millimeter jack for your headphones, where you can plug your headphones into this if the noise levels around you are too loud. The Sound Bullet is an extremely portable audio signal and wiring verification device, and it's designed to bring confidence to your workflow. Whether you need to find faults quickly, use it as a preventative tool, it works in multiple applications. I really love how the XLRs and how solid the device is. It's called the Sound Bullet. It's a pretty amazing device. You have to have the Sound Bullet in your toolkit. To find out more, go to sonicaudio.com. That's sonicaudio.com. Matter of fact, I'm so impressed with this. We are going to do a giveaway of it. And here's how it's going to work. If you listen to the podcast for point three, I will say a keyword. Write that keyword down and then email it to us at information@digitalgreatcommission.org. That's information@digitalgreatcommission.org. Or you can go to the website, digitalgreatcommission.org, and click on contact. And then there will be a kind of a web form that you can fill out. So then you can email us the keyword there as well. So listen to point three. I'll say a keyword. You send me an email. The first one to send me an email is going to get this little device called the Sound Bullet from Sonic Audio. Pretty amazing little device. I'm so excited to give this away. All right, let's jump into the podcast topic, a good sound check. We have all been there, right? The service did not go well. The lead tech is disappointed, and he had so many issues with the band. I'm sitting there talking to him, and as the technician starts to explain his issues, I ask questions about the sound check. Well, it became very clear that the issue was the sound check. And the response that I get, but the band lines never change. Why would we have to check them? I hear that question all the time, and the answer to it is yes, you need to check them. More importantly, how do you check them? And what is a good soundtrack? So we're going to talk about that today and try to help everybody understand point one, point two, point three, point four. Remember point three, we give away the sound bullet, so be listening to that. But we're going to try to step through points that help everyone understand what a good sound check is and how to accomplish it. So point one, test everything before the worship team arrives. The first part of a good sound check is what I call a pre-line check. This will take two or three people, and your goal is to test everything before the worship team arrives, just like the point said. Best case is to have someone at front of house, another person on the stage, and if applicable, a third person listening to the worship team's monitoring systems. Depending on your setup, you may need more or less people. For example, I've seen some churches put a Digico Clang-like system at front of house, allowing worship monitoring checks to be done by the front of house audio engineer. I've also seen iPads implemented to allow the front of house audio engineer to test lines while he or she is on the stage. Whatever your setup requires, have someone check every single line. You start basically at channel one on your console and do a real world check of each line. Tap or hear a signal on every single channel. If you have an actual instrument or playback device on a channel, try to hear that actual instrument, but at the minimum, tap the quarter inch with your finger and hear the signal buzz all the way to front of house. It's also good to check your video playback lines as well. And speaking of video, it's good practice to check all the video switcher ins and outs during this process. You want to start at input one on the switcher and run the same process that audio does. See every camera and output work. Verify the TV and projectors are receiving the right signal. Essentially check everything one to one to one. See it, hear it, feel it, and know it's working. Point two, check everything with the worship team. When your worship team arrives, make sure they are aware of the practice structure. This structure should be known, and you should have a designated person to run the first part of that service. Well, typically, this person is someone who steps the worship team through each check. Most of the time, it's the front of house audio engineer, like the pre-line check. They will call out every mic, and in the worship team's monitoring system, they will say who needs to play next. So what this means is the front of house audio engineer or whoever you've designated to help step them through the checks will call out over a microphone in the worship team's monitoring system who needs to play next, and so that it can be checked. And the goal of this is to be able to quickly hear each line and make sure the worship team is good in their monitoring systems. Best practice is to have the drummer start doing each individual drum and give enough time for the rest of the team to get their settings set. When the drummer plays his full set, I like to have him play while you check each other vocal or band instrument, meaning he continues to play while you're checking those vocals and band instruments. And this helps ensure that everyone is hearing the levels they need. If he's not playing and people are doing check one, two, then when the drummer starts to play, all of a sudden they won't be able to hear themselves. And that's a common complaint that I hear coming out of sound checks or even going into service, where people just walked up and went check one, two. Hey, I can hear myself. Everything's good. And then when the drummer's playing, they can't hear anything. When the band kicks in, they can't hear anything. So as your drummer does his full check and is checking all around the drums, I like to say, have him continue to play as your vocals and others check as well. So again, this helps ensure that everyone is hearing the levels as they need. And if you have issues, the drummer may have to stop while those are resolved. But when the item is resolved and you move back to the next worship team member checking, have the drummer start back up again. If you do this right, it almost sounds like a jam session with a solo listen of each vocal and instrument. Once that initial full worship check is done, your front of house engineer should find out who is singing which part of each song. Write this down. It's important. Part blending is important. If you can do a quick a cappella check with your vocals, allowing the front of house audio engineer to quickly EQ each vocal and do a quick blend check of each part, that is important. Many worship leaders like to do an a cappella check before or after rehearsing each song. So if that's the case, you may be able to skip this step. But if they don't do that, I highly recommend that you find out who's singing what parts and you do an a cappella check where you can blend that quickly, do a quick EQ, and kind of understand where everybody's going to be in the mix. All right, coming up is point three, a very important point when it comes to a good sound check. It has to deal with the worship team and transitions. You don't want to miss this information. Plus, for all those listening to win the Sound Bullet testing device, your clue is coming up next. So hang on. We will deliver that clue and talk more about a good sound check in just a moment. But right now, here's a word from our sponsors. 6Pixel Studios, where your kids go to learn film and editing skills. 6Pixels is a creative youth education program offering fun, engaging, and educational classes in movie making, stop motion, YouTube, animation, art, and photography, all wrapped around a unique, enriched, story-centric curriculum. We help children explore movie making in a safe, collaborative, active, and social environment, promoting teamwork, confidence, problem-solving skills, and creative thinking. 6Pixel Studios also offers after-school programs, homeschool, summer camp, workshops, events, field trips, kid night out, and birthday parties. You don't want to miss out on 6Pixel Studios. To find out more, go to 6pixelstudios.com. If you live in the DFW area, go to 6pixelstudios.com/DFW. That's 6pixelstudios.com/DFW. Or call us at 817-754-1145. That's 817-754-1145. 6Pixel Studios, where your kids go to learn film and editing skills. Check them out today. All right, back to the podcast. Point number three, rehearse with the worship team. And here's your key word, worship. The key word is worship. Once you've completed point two, hand the practice over to the worship leader to start their rehearsal. It's important that all techs rehearse with the worship team. I've seen so many techs disengage at this point. Be a part of the rehearsal. Listen to what is going on and be active to solutions. Your worship team should rehearse the entire song, and at some point, they should rehearse the transitions between the songs. I encourage worship leaders to always simulate everything to the best of their ability. If someone is going to speak in between songs, notate that during the rehearsal. And if possible, practice it. Meaning, when you move on to song two, rehearse the ending of song one, the transition, and the start into song two. This gives everyone in the room a shot to hear how this will flow. If someone is not at the rehearsal, the worship leader should talk through how that part will work. Tech should always listen and take notes during this time. The transitions and the rehearsal is very important. Before we move on to point four, again, the key word is worship. This is for the sound bullet giveaway. Key word, worship. All right, point four, run through. You want to try to block enough time the day of your service to do a complete run through of the first part of your service. Typically, that's from the start all the way to the sermon. So this is a nonstop actual run through of every portion up until the pastor gets on the platform. If possible, have a time when your pastor sees the transition to the platform. He rehearses it, he or she rehearses it, and gives a mic check, and then talks through what with the team any curveballs he may have during his sermon. This is also a great time to show him or her any pictures of the sermon illustrations that they may want. It's also a good moment to find out end of sermon cues like piano, when that needs to happen at the end, or when the worship team needs to come out and be ready to close the service. Point five, allow at least 30 to 45 minutes before service for downtime. So point five is breathe time. That's right. At the end of all your rehearsals, your checks, and your run-throughs, 30 to 45 minutes before your service starts, have a time where people can just stop down. Many churches do a quick 5 to 10 minute meeting during this time. This meeting helps make sure everyone is on the same page. While I recommend this meeting, I do say that sometimes it can turn into a 30-minute workout session where you're working through all the different areas and it feels like you're exhausted. Well, you do not want to do that. You want it to be very quick. You want it to be high level. You want to make sure everybody's on the same page. So while I recommend this meeting, it can't turn into that 30-minute workout session, that work session that's like feels like you're just running through everything again. The goal of this meeting should be to tie up any high-level questions, calm nerves, and pray for the upcoming service. Now, when I go over these 5 points, almost every time I'm asked about churches that have their sound checks on a different day from their service. While it's best to do all of this on the same day, splitting it up into multiple days still works. With that said, if possible, you need to try to do the full run through the day of your service. If you can't, you need to do enough of a run through so your full team understands what is happening. Now, let me break this out a little bit. If you have the ability to do all of this on the same day, that is the best case scenario. But I get it. You know, by the time you add up the full checks and all that, a lot of times this can break into 2 hours once you get into your run through. And if you do Saturday and Sunday services, maybe that works where you can come in on a Saturday and do a full, you know, all the 5 points that we talked about and then go straight into your service. But coming in on Sunday, it's way too early. And here's a key point too. If you have Saturday and Sunday services and you have the same team on Saturday and Sunday, you only have to do this on Saturday, do your service, and then on Sunday, you just need to do a quick check to make sure everything's good. But if you only have Sunday services and you do a rehearsal during the week, you can break it up, but it's very important that that run-through still happens the day of, that everybody can see what's going on and they get a run-through of that service, essentially, and understand what's going on. You've got to remember that the technical gear is also an instrument of worship. So I don't really see any difference between a sound console and a guitar and a vocalist. So techs need just as much testing, playing, and practice as the worship team does, which is why sound checks and a good sound check is very important. I know this can seem like a lot of work for a volunteer, but know that the plans of the diligent, caring, and conscious worker will lead to advantage. Or as the scripture puts it, the plans of a hardworking person leads to prosperity, which is Proverbs 21:5. That's the God's Word version. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Remember, sound checks are simply a test. A test is a procedure intended to establish the quality, performance, or the reliability of something. So to put it in simple terms, testing leads to failure, failure leads to understanding, and if you do years of understanding, that leads to wisdom. I can't wait to talk to you on the next Tech Arts Podcast. My name is David Leuschner, signing off by wishing you a great day and praying God blesses every moment of your week. See you soon.
You have been listening to the Tech Arts Podcast, presented by Digital Great Commission Ministries. DGCM is a 501c3 nonprofit that was started to help churches with all things technical. Whether you need help building a team, finding the right gear, or just a better understanding of the church tech world, DGCM is here for you. Find out more about our free on-site visits, reports, and consulting by going to audiovideolighting.com. Digital Great Commission Ministries will help you run your church service like a pro. Find out more at audiovideolighting.com.